The reading is Psalm 23, and I'm reading from the NIV. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Reflection this month, we're turning to Psalm 23, a psalm for all seasons, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Something that strikes me is how personal this is. The Lord is my shepherd. Here is the most amazing truth, that the God who created the universe wants to have a personal one-to-one relationship with me, wants to have a personal one-to-one relationship with you. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. People have always believed in a power greater than themselves. Many are guided by superstition, the stars, luck, fate, as if the greatest power in the universe were some impersonal force. The greatest power in the universe is not some impersonal force, but the God of creation, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us and wants to lead us, provide for us and protect us. The God we can talk to and who wants to talk to us. The God who has revealed himself to us in Jesus, the Good Shepherd. God's guidance and provision has two purposes. Firstly, it's for our good, green pastures and quiet waters, refreshment for my soul. Our needs are his concern. At the beginning of a new year, the Good Shepherd goes before us. He knows the way. Looking back to this time last year, who could have predicted the trials and disappointments that would unfold? But the Lord knew. He has been there for us, and he will be with us. God's purposes are for our good, but they're also for his glory. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God's purposes for us always have these two elements, our good and his glory. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That phrase, the valley of the shadow of death, describes any dark and difficult experience, such as illness or depression, loneliness or bereavement. Perhaps we should add COVID with its mutating variants. That valley of the shadow includes death itself. At those times when we seem hemmed into nothing, we can know the presence of the Lord with us. God promises to be there for us in the dark valleys, as well as the green pastures, the still waters, and the right paths. We are perhaps so familiar with Psalm 23 that we don't notice the big change at verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. There's a change from a shepherd and his sheep to a host and his guest. We're taken from outside to inside, from the animal world to the human world. The green pastures and still waters are transformed into the banqueting table and the overflowing cup. We've left the pasture. We're in the palace now. David was like a sheep, prone to wander and go astray. But of course, he wasn't actually a sheep. He was a human being. And in these final two verses of the psalm, the picture changes accordingly. Psalm 23 encourages us to see ourselves as more than just sheep, albeit sheep who are very loved and cared for. It encourages us to see ourselves as privileged human beings, members of a royal family. Something else very significant happens in this psalm, something worth looking out for in other psalms as well. There's a change in personal pronouns. He changes to you. David starts off by talking to us, talking about the Lord. He leads me. He restores my soul. But in the middle of the psalm, he stops talking about the Lord and starts praying, talking to the Lord. He changes to you. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Where does this change occur? You might expect it to happen around the banqueting table, but no. It happens in the valley of the shadow of death. Not when all danger and difficulty are past, but when danger and difficulty are all too real. Life is not all green pastures and still water. It includes the valley of the shadow of death. And it's here that the psalm stops being a psalm about the Lord and becomes a prayer to the Lord. He becomes you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That change runs right through to the end. You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And finally, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David encourages us to look beyond the rigours and hardships of this life to the rewards and splendours of the next life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Faith looks beyond the here and now. Faith looks beyond the valley of the shadow of death. Faith looks beyond grief and loss, fear and danger. Faith looks to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells, where God dwells. The shepherd care of the Lord is designed to lead us to himself and ultimately to take us to be with him forever.